Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, refreshing, and economically thriving Southern California. Hey, it's great that you could join us because I want to introduce all the listeners to a brand new tool that is going to energize intentions and increase your ability to dream a beautiful future. Tonight we have Liz Pagagonian, who is a conscious scrapbooking expert. She's going to be telling us about her intentional scrapbook method. Yes, you heard me right. Now, we've all heard of vision boards and movie videos, but this intentional scrapbooking method incorporates some really, really energizing components that make this the future trend in conscious creation. I really think you're going to love this. This is for everyone too, men, women, children. It's just a fantastic tool that you need to know about. So let me get on with tonight's show. Liz is a hypnotherapist and a certified hypnobirthing coach who fell in love with scrapbooking and noticed that some really, really incredible things happened to her when she focused her energies on a project. Hi, Liz. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi, Julie.
I'm so happy you could be with us. Liz, so let's start off. Tell me, how long have you been a hypnotherapist?
Since 1998. I opened my practice in San Francisco and continued on advanced schooling as a certified hypnobirthing coach, which taught about focusing the mind intently to relieve and mask the pain of childbirth. Every day I learned how powerful the mind is, and the only limitations that we have is what we put on ourselves. You know, we're such powerful creatures, and we need to learn how to harness this power.
Absolutely. So how'd you discover conscious creation?
Well, conscious creation goes hand in hand with hypnosis because everything has to do with the power of the mind. Through hypnosis, we are able to help people remove personal blocks and then visualize a new outcome, which is conscious creating. I've read so many books about conscious creation and creative visualization that I personally made it my mission to fully develop my intuition and align with my inner self so that I could effectively help others through my work. Some of my favorite books that provided a lot of inspiration and insight for me were by Doreen Virtue.
Ooh, yeah.
Her books really helped me to get in touch with my inner self and trust my inner voice so that I could help myself and obtain answers for all my clients. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention, helped me to realize
my favorite book,
the actual creative force behind my thoughts. I immediately resonated with the truth of focusing thought and sending this invisible energy out to the universe to answer my dreams using the law of attraction.
Well, how did you discover the power behind scrapbooking? This is so fascinating to me.
Well, one day as I was scrapbooking to document my children's memories, I realized that scrapbooking had replaced my former way of meditating. Scrapbooking was now my meditation, a path and a journey to self-discovery. I was using this time to focus all my creative energies on creating stories on the most important topic in my life, which are my children.
Of course.
I knew that I was engaging the creative right hemisphere of my brain as I worked with color and imagery that would evoke incredible and overwhelming emotions of love and appreciation. This centered and opened my heart, which we all know energizes the neurons in the brain, and began to alter my state of consciousness. I was cultivating and capturing the essence of the intentions that I held for my children. Experiencing the essence of my desire is what allowed me to manifest my dream with an accelerated speed.
So you're saying you can actually manifest faster using scrapbooking rather than the vision boards or video movies?
The intentional scrapbooking method goes beyond the points that I just mentioned of activating the right side of the brain and the heart intelligence. It consists of a process that includes energizing elements that power up intentions. The vision boards and the mind movies, the video movies that are so popular today, focus on many intentions, an overall life vision, so to speak. But the intentional scrapbooking method focuses on the power of a singular intent. This is very powerful, and it's helped many friends and clients of mine. A very dear friend of mine who was going through such a rough spot in her life took the time to work through the intentional scrapbooking method, and I personally showed her how to focus on one thing at a time. And from an empowered standpoint, she was consciously able to make the decision to create a new job, a new life, and to leave a relationship all at the same time. With her focused attention, she realized that she could create anything in her life for the very first time. And she easily, successfully, and calmly moved through all these life changes. She was able to manifest a different reality much, much faster by focusing and concentrating at one thing at a time, and she was really amazed with the results.
So again, she was able to focus precisely on one intention at a time?
Yes, she created a series of intentional scrapbooking layouts with a singular intent for each one. And not only that, she worked with one of my intentional scrapbooking kits, which was to awaken to consciousness. And she had no idea before she even worked with that kit that there is a creative force behind her thoughts. So she awakened to that knowledge. And that's what empowered her to create all these other and singular intentions and apply them through the scrapbooking process.
Makes sense. Could we go through some of the steps?
Sure. Step one is identifying and correctly stating our desire. Desire must be present in order to create anything at all. So let's take an example for our listeners today. And with the whole, let's take a current situation of looking at the economic situation that's going on in the country. And let's say that somebody would like to make sure that they get their mortgage payment made. Maybe they were hit with some unforeseen problem and they want to take their focus off that problem and want to just focus on just seeing that payment getting paid and all taken care of. So what we would need to do to state our intention correctly in the most positive and powerful way that we could is to state our intention as to what we would want the outcome to be, such as, I have more than enough money to pay all my bills. Or we could simply state, I easily pay my mortgage on time every month. Formatting intentions in this way sends out a clear message to the universe of our true intent. When stating intentions, it is important to keep in mind to state them in the present tense, such as, I am wealthy or I am free of all financial burdens. Statements such as, I want more money, I need more money, are not as strong as statements that place your intent in the now. It's very important to be clear and concise in phrasing your intent. Let me just give another example. Let's say that you may feel a desire to own a new car. A strong and clear statement would be, I own a new Prius, rather than I own a new car. Leaving that statement vague as to a type of car means that the universe will get you that new car, but you may just end up with a banged up piece of junk Your intent expressed in the form of a positive affirmation will be the actual title for your scrapbooking project. So you have your title already. It will be bold across your project. Step two is to begin to gather the materials. One important aspect of gathering materials is deliberately choosing a specific color theme that best supports your desired intent. It's important to pick the colors that you feel represent your desires. Because your project is all about intention, it is ultimately your choice as to what color best seems to support your mood. Since I have studied color therapy, I understand that each color offers its own unique vibration. And when working with a certain mindset or aspect of being, I am aware of the chakra from which each issue resonates. It is according to the chakra system that I choose my color to support my intention in the layout or scrapbooking project.
So is it true that the colors seem to energize the intention more?
Yes. What I've discovered is that certain colors do activate the brain and power up the intention. For example, if somebody wants to be in a love relationship, then pink or green is a great color to support that. For clarity on a specific issue, the best possible color would be white. Or to be articulate for a presentation, the color of blue representing the throat chakra would be the best color for that intent. Regarding our example of having more than enough money to easily make our mortgage payment every month, I would personally choose green, which represents abundance, or quite literally green meaning the color of money.
Oh, yeah.
Or I would choose red or black, because according to the chakra system, money is a basic need that provides a sense of security or structure in one's life, and the root chakra carries those issues, and the colors that vibrate to that chakra are red and black.
Oh, that's really interesting information. So step two is really defining and gathering up all the materials that you're going to use, right?
Yes. The second step is where you begin to deliberately and consciously gather papers, inks, paints, all in colors that energetically support your intent. You would also begin to gather supportive images or words or phrases in the form of stamps, stickers, die cuts that will energetically support your intention. For example, going back to the whole intent on having more than enough money, I would deliberately and consciously find a way to obtain images of money and take a picture of my own home to include in that layout. And this leads me to the very next extremely important step, not one to be overlooked.
So just one minute. So we can go on to the internet maybe and find some other visual tools that we can get, like pictures of money or items or cars?
Exactly. Step three is a very important step that involves a self-portrait, where you forcefully project your thoughts into the camera as you snap the picture. Through energy studies, I've discovered that emotions and thoughts are permanently impressed upon any and all objects.
Oh, yeah, that's really true.
Through these studies, we have discovered that every object has a life force and a memory of its own and will absorb and transmit energetic impressions. It has been documented that all objects give off energy that contain information, regardless of time, space, or location. We know this through collective consciousness experiments, which I know the Law of Attraction talk radio audience is very familiar with.
Absolutely.
So, when we take pictures of ourselves, it's important to raise our vibration by uniting emotional well-being with positive energy to lift us to the place where we can actually feel what it would be like to actually live out our fulfilled desire.
Wow, fascinating.
That way, we permanently deliberately and intentionally imprint the intent into the photographic self.
I love it.
Moving back to our example of having more than enough money to pay the mortgage, it is necessary to engage the imagination before you snap the portrait, to fully arouse all the sensations of living out the fulfilled experience of paying the mortgage on time and more. Feel the relief, feel the joy and the gratitude for the delivery of desire. This is the moment to snap the picture so that the picture is energetically imprinted with our successful outcome.
Wow, this is so fascinating. Let me ask something specific here. Suppose you had a photograph that was taken years ago, but it was absolutely an incredible period of your life that you were so happy. Would that photo still be viable, or would it still hold those emotions that you were feeling at the same time? And if, especially if that's what you want to create again?
Yes, because it is energetically imprinted with that emotion. And if they're in a space in their current life where they are unable to get to that level of joy and find it within themselves, they could definitely take a picture of the past and bring it into their current scrapbooking layout, because as we all know, there is no such thing as time and space. It's just the present moment, and it's all about intent. So if you want to say, I am filled with joy, you could take that picture where you are happy and put it in, and that will start to evoke those feelings and help to lift you to the spot where you need to be, because you can focus on that and see yourself experiencing it, and that helps to activate the memory of it.
Interesting. So that's got me thinking that perhaps if we go through old photo albums and we look at pictures that we weren't exactly happy, or we didn't like what we were thinking at that time, maybe we should take those pictures out and kind of get rid of them. I wonder if that would make a difference.
Yeah, it is interesting. I know that I lived so deliberately and consciously for so many years that, yes, I do not scrapbook photos. For example, I remember taking a picture of my daughter, and she was doing something that upset me, and I scolded her, and then I snapped her picture, and I could tell she was unhappy in that picture. And I couldn't scrapbook it because she wasn't aligned with her true being. You know, she was off. I couldn't scrapbook that because I didn't want to keep that permanent, that intention that was in that photo.
Oh my goodness, it just brings to mind all of those pictures of children who have been sitting on Santa Claus' lap and are screaming and hollering, and then we think their pictures are so cute and we keep them forever and ever, and maybe that's why they're so rebellious when they get to be older. Oh, who knows? But you know what? It's really, really interesting. A whole new aspect that I never thought of.
No, I mean, that's a really good question, and that is not something that I have even thought of at this point about pulling out old photos in that way. I just know that I've always scrapbooked the positive photos, but that's me. I've always been conscious of that, and that's something that I really have to ponder and think about, and hopefully maybe I can answer in a future.
Oh my goodness, this just has me thinking. You know, I come from a photographer's family, and there's cameras out all the time. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of photos, and how many have been taken showing the negative side? Oh my goodness, it just has me thinking. So I can see where you should take the positive pictures and normally put those in the photo album. So, well, I've got some work ahead of me. I think I need to go through about 1,000 photo albums. In any case, I can see where photographs would be exceptionally powerful.
It is, and it's so much fun. It's a joy. It's a joy to create in this way. And so with that being said, I'd like to move now to the next step, which is step four.
Okay, step four.
Step four is to move with focused intention as you begin to construct your project. You have all your materials that you need to put this project together. You have your self-portrait. You have your colored paper, your images, your title, paints, inks, all in one spot. And now it's just time to sit down, focus, and move with intention. Moving with intention really aligns the four bodies of our being, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. It allows the intent that we are holding to be recorded into the movement of our muscles and into our cellular memory, not to mention that it completely recreates thought pathways into the brain. This is the step where you piece your project together by gluing down papers, cutting out images. This is the step that is the deeply meditative aspect of the process. This is where you can allow yourself to go very deeply within to the realms of your imagination, where you can fully live out the experience that you are deliberately intending to manifest. It's the step where you engage your imagination so vividly that as a result, your desire grows and expands with clarity. And it's with this clear vision that you now move on to the next step, which is step five. So the next step, step five, is to journal the new story as if it has already happened. This is another very powerful step not to be overlooked. Writing is the most focused act that you can perform. If we hold the intention that as we write our new story through our journaling, that we are literally writing this new story onto our subconscious mind, can you imagine how powerful the results? Can you imagine? It's so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
So now let's take all this powerful energy that we just cultivated and move on to step six, which is to take your intentional energy that we just activated, accumulated, and gathered, and release it into what I call the secret embellishment of scrapbooking. I'm so excited about the secret embellishment because it is one of my favorite tools to work with when raising consciousness. And that is the extremely balanced and high energy of crystals. We all know that crystals are so powerful. They are the reason for the success of modern day technology and are known to have been used since ancient times as a tool for raising consciousness. They have the most balanced and perfectly aligned molecular structure out of any other object on this planet. And it is due to this perfect structure that they are able to transmit high energetic frequencies. They bring balance to any environment in which they are placed and can magnify, amplify, and project energy with an intensely focused precision. Therefore, crystals can only lend their earthly beauty as an embellishment to our intentional scrapbooking projects, as well as energize our focus into our intentions, even when we are not physically around. This is what I love about this process. This means that crystals are able to hold our intention, the intention that we set during the scrapbooking process, 24/7 without interruption at an increased and magnified level up to 100 times. This is such a powerful tool, and used with deliberate and conscious intent, the potential is limitless.
You know, I've always heard that if we work with crystals, we've got to clear them or cleanse them to make sure that it's not picking up somebody else's intention. Is that true? And if it's true, how do we go about cleaning them?
That is a really great question. You know, I have some really great information about the use of crystals on my website,
which is, by the way, www.creatingintentions.com.
But to answer your question, crystals should be cleansed and activated before placed on a layout. They can be easily cleaned through your own intention, but they personally love to be placed in running water. So my preferred method to cleanse a crystal before I work with it is to hold it under running water while stating the intention of clearing it of any previous negativity or stored energies.
Interesting.
To place your intention into the crystal after you have properly cleansed it is to activate it by applying firm pressure. This allows the physical structure of the crystal to expand and absorb your energetic thought impressions.
You know, I noticed that you use the skull crystal in some of your kits. What's the significance of a skull?
Yes, I noticed that the images of skulls seem to be everywhere we look these days, even on baby clothes. The symbol of skull has been used since ancient time as a tool for awakening to the awareness of one's own consciousness. The skull is actually a metaphor for facing our consciousness with eyes wide open. I love that. And when I started to explore the current trend of skull images, I began to understand the purpose behind its appearance everywhere. I realized that although a majority of the population may be unconscious of its deeper meaning, it is literally a sign that our entire planet is awakening to conscious awareness and deliberate creation. So I wanted to use the skull image in one of my kits to help people to begin to awaken to the creative power behind their own thoughts. One of my clients who purchased this kit said that she just wanted to become more positive in her thinking. But after using the kit and creating with it, she came to realize the creative force behind her thoughts. And in that experience, she became conscious for the first time of her thoughts. And she knew that what she placed her focus on is what she would attract into her life. This empowered her, and she began to immediately attract many new and different life experiences for herself, and that was so exciting to see.
I bet. So after we get done with the scrapbooking, what do we do then? Do we put it up on a wall? Do we look at it? What do you suggest?
When you are done with your project, you can be sure that you have successfully activated the law of attraction and relax in the knowing that your desire is on its way to being fulfilled. With that being said, I do place my projects in plain view so that as the new thought form begins to assimilate into my reality, I can continue to positively reaffirm to myself thoughts of positive expectation. This way, I not only affirm my knowing of my upcoming desires, but I get to see the beauty of what I created.
Oh, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. What do your kits consist of?
My kits are formed with the intention to assist others in cultivating a particular mindset. Every month, we have a new theme in which we deliberately design a project that best supports that mindset. The project usually consists of a board book, a mini board book. It's real small in size, papers, affirmations, ribbons, and other fun embellishments, and of course, a crystal of the month, one that best vibrates and energetically supports the overall intention.
Ooh, sounds great.
I use popular products from top manufacturers. Although the paper that I select for each month's kit is deliberately chosen to support the mindset that we are intending to cultivate. I have intentionally picked out all the beautiful colors that will energetically support and enhance the manifestation process. I make sure that everyone has the key factor, which is to remain focused with powerful intention. In other words, when they receive their kit in the mail, they can dive right in to creating it, knowing that they have everything in front of them to successfully create their intention. It's all about having fun and remaining positive during the process. And I'm so proud of the fact that specific crystals are included in each month's kit. Each month, there are different crystals with varying colors and clarity that produce energetic results that will enhance your overall intention for the month. These crystals fit the intention and are very powerful.
You know, I've been to a scrapbooking store before, and they're so much fun. But you go there, and it ends up being so expensive, and then I never really remember to get everything I need. So I can see getting one of your kits and or getting a subscription for every month, I'll actually end up saving time and money.
Our kits are very reasonably priced. We offer monthly subscriptions that are so much fun to receive in the mail because not only do you get to create a mini affirmation book that cultivates a specific mindset, you receive video instructions so that you can actually see how to put this powerful and fun project together. So this means that if you are new to scrapbooking, you can easily learn from the video how to put all the creative elements together to successfully form your intention.
Oh, that's right. You have a DVD that we can see that helps us create, right?
Yes, it demonstrates how to move through the intentional scrapbooking method step by step, from discovering a desire to moving into a state of positive expectation. And like I said before, our kits contain a little mini board book, super fun, colorful papers, embellishments, and a new crystal. And that's what makes our kits unique, is that along with all these fun and popular products, you receive my intention for your success through the affirmation work that I specifically designed to support and enhance your mindset that you are intending to achieve.
You know, scrapbooking sounds like a woman's hobby, but do men get involved in this?
Absolutely. Somehow, scrapbooking is deemed to be a woman's hobby, but I have known men that do scrapbook. And just recently, I gave a talk at a local networking group where a man came up to me afterwards, and through deep emotion, he expressed how excited and thrilled he was to be able to purchase a kit for me and start to activate his intention immediately. And I just love that. That is the ultimate satisfaction, is when I can bring somebody who has never scrapbooked before, especially a man, to enjoy the scrapbooking process.
I tend to think that the men prefer the high technology approach, which would lead to the video movies of their life or their major intention. I think if they could just try this scrapbooking technique, I think that they will find it to be extremely powerful and faster than the other technology. I mean, I really see this tying and activating the mind with the intention. And what about kids? Boy, I could really see this helping children of every age, boy and girl.
Children are excellent manifestors, and they have the imagination to boot. My daughter, who is 5 years old, scrapbooks all the time, And she is currently working on manifesting a chihuahua through her scrapbooking.
Oh, goodness.
And since I'm not at all that keen on having a chihuahua, if she can manifest it some other way than myself personally going out and purchasing her the dog, then I will have to applaud her and allow her dream to be fulfilled.
Yeah, I guess you won't have any choice.
But it's great for kids to start dreaming their future now. They can start setting their intentions for getting good grades or making the team or winning the spelling bee contest. Whatever they can imagine and set intentions for, that is how we can help them to learn to effectively create their future now. Most importantly, we can set intentions for them through our personal scrapbooking projects, intentions that will lovingly support and carry them for the rest of their lives.
Wow, what a great Christmas gift this would make. You know, really, for men, women, and children, this is terrific. So how long does it take to get it in the mail? What's the schedule like?
Well, we ship out to our loyal current subscribers on the 7th of every month, and we ship out additional orders after the 15th of every month. And although our additional orders, it's first come, first serve until sold out, our subscribers are sure to receive their kit every month on time in the mail.
Let me remind everyone of the web address. It is www.creatingintentions.com. That's www.creatingintentions.com. And if you have a question for Liz, send her an email. Here's her address.
It's liz@creatingintentions.com.
You know, with me being a hypnotherapist too, I just love this idea. I think that this is the way to go. Truly, I mean, if you really want to manifest and focus something, you're really activating everything in your body. This is a fantastic new tool which you all should take advantage of. Truthfully, I really see this as the new trend in the law of attraction field. So hop on board and go to Liz's website and check it all out. Watch her DVDs and just learn a lot. This is so much fun. Liz, I can't thank you enough for bringing all of this wonderful information onto the show. Really, it's terrific.
Well, thank you so much, Jules, for having me. You are very dedicated to helping improve the world person by person, and it's with so much pleasure that I have the opportunity to spread and share my message, and I look forward to hearing about your audience's successes using the intentional scrapbooking method.
Oh, I'm sure we're both going to hear from them, and I want to get you back on when you expand your kit out even more, because there's just more things that we can learn from you. And I can't thank you enough. And that's all the time we have. So have a wonderful week. Bye. You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.